The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
At one point when I was practicing in Burma, my teacher asked me to notice the experience when the mind was non-reactive. What was that experience like, he asked. What is it like when the mind is non-reactive? And so I began exploring and looking at my experience from that perspective. And I noticed two distinct experiences that in which the mind was non-reactive, able to just simply be with things as they are passing through. And the first experience had a sense of as if I was kind of separate from what was happening, you know, kind of a sense of things flowing through and a looking at that experience. So a kind of a little bit of a distance in a way from what was happening. And it seemed in a way that that very distance was where the non-reactivity was, you know, that there was not so much intertwining between the what was known and the knowing. So that was one way that the mind seemed to be when it was non-reactive. The other way was a very different feeling, and it felt like in the second experience that the awareness was kind of arising right in the middle of the experience. That the awareness, the knowing, and the what was known were just right together. Almost as if the mindfulness, the awareness was arising right in the middle of the experience. And so not that sense of separation, of distance, of looking at, but rather I termed it to myself being with experience. So there's a way, that was another way that I saw a non-reactivity in my experience, in that experience of being with what was happening. And I went and described these two experiences to my teacher, Saito Utejaniya. And he said, those are two perspectives on one thing, basically. You know, that essentially he said that the first perspective was emphasizing, the mind was emphasizing or interested in the difference between what was known and the knowing. And so that created this sense of separation, sense of a distance between the two. In the second experience, he said, the mind was emphasizing that the knowing and the known were happening at the same time, feeling then like it was coming up in the midst of. So I was interested in this, that partly because sometimes we can get familiar with the way that it feels when the mind is non-reactive. And up until that point, I really had highlighted the sense of distance. That was the main way that I had seen the non-reactivity. And I found actually that in some ways, the habit or the knowing that that created a sense or that there was a sense of non-reactivity in that experience, the mind started trying to create that experience. It started trying to find that experience. And yet sometimes the mind was more interested in looking at it from this other perspective. So I offer this partly to encourage you to just notice, how is the mind observing? How is it noticing experience? You know, either one of these perspectives can be a balanced perspective of mind, a non-reactive perspective of mind. And also we can, for instance, try to create one or another of these out of a sense of wanting, of greed, The mind can think, oh, that's the way it's supposed to feel, and then try to find that experience or create that experience. Or it might, out of aversion, for instance, something I've seen in my own mind, when there's something difficult happening in experience, the mind tends to want to create that distance. It wants to find that place where there's a separation. So that, you know, sometimes the mind can be in a place of aversion and trying to do a particular kind of, or trying to do the mindfulness in a particular way. So partly my own exploration of this was simply by being interested in this question. How is the mind, what is the experience when the mind feels at ease? Rather than trying to create an experience where the mind feels at ease, looking at how is that experience when the mind feels at ease. And it may feel differently at different times. So to not, sometimes we have an idea or an agenda or a sense of what we're looking for, and that can obscure something new, a new way of experiencing. I find that these two phrases, looking at and being with, can be helpful to explore our experience. And I found sometimes, during the sitting, in fact, there was, why I decided to speak about this was because during the sitting there was an experience of agitation. And I noticed the mind trying to create a distance between me and the object as if looking at. And I just dropped the words into my mind, being with, not trying to do it, but just inclining the mind towards the being with experience, because I saw that there was a kind of a pushing away of that agitation. And just dropping that phrase into the mind, being with, the mind could just simply rest in the midst of that experience. So I offer that for your reflection today.